This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. This is Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 6th, 2023. The 7048, a race from Tacoma to Port Townsend by human-powered watercraft, took place last Friday and Saturday. First overall was Team Beasts from the East. They made the journey in 10 hours and 27 minutes. By yourself, Team Gorge Downwind Champs, Paddlepalooza, made it in 10 hours and 48 minutes. Facing backwards, Team 2 Bro Row, 11 hours and 54 minutes. And standing up, Team Seychelles, 15 hours and 28 minutes. There was a random hero award won by Team Rodster, 1/8 of the purse and a full Gore-Tex dry suit. They took the names of all the teams that finished and threw them in a hat and drew one lucky winner. And the R2AK, Race to Alaska, is a 750-mile race for non-motorized vessels, and this year includes one catamaran, six kayaks, 12 monohull sailboats, three rowboats, one stand-up paddleboard, SUP, and eight trimarans. On the testing ground of the route to Ketchikan, Alaska, from PT to Victoria, there were seven other teams or individuals joining in the fun, two cats, three monohulls, one outrigger canoe, and one SUP wing foil, which is a board sailing arrangement with a hydrofoil wing on the bottom. Looking at the progress tracker for the race online, it seems that vessel only made it as far as North Beach. Five vessels were authorized to take a route on the west side of Vancouver Island as opposed to the Inside Passage. In between these two race events, on Sunday, June 4th, was the Ruckus, an all-day block party on Water Street downtown and Pope Marine Park and the Point Hudson Marina. People from all over the community and race participants were able to look at the watercraft on display on Water Street and at the Point Hudson Marina, the smallest being a SUP and ocean-going kayaks, and the largest and fanciest at the marina was We Break for Whales, a 40-foot custom Lyman Morse from Bainbridge Island, which appeared to be sponsored by Otomo Coffee Company. The R2AK has become a more popular and well-known race everywhere, so this year, along with the greater variety of watercraft, teams and individuals have come from places as far away as Ohio, Michigan, and Maine. At 5 a.m. Monday, the unexpected brass band played to send the sailors on their journey. I did not see that coming. You can track the progress of the various teams on r2ak.com. That's R, the number 2, AK.com. Dr. Allison Berry spoke to the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners yesterday, June 5th, and answered questions from them and from you, our listeners. On the COVID front, Dr. Berry says there is less and less data available to track the extent to which COVID is still present across the country, in Washington State, and in Jefferson County. She said that hospitalizations are down across the U.S. by 8%, but oddly, deaths are up by 7%. In Washington, all indicators are trending downward. There were three hospitalizations in Jefferson County over the last month and two new deaths to report. One patient was in their 90s and the other in their 50s, but both had underlying health conditions and were unvaccinated. She stressed that the outbreaks which are still occurring are among children who are the least vaccinated group now and also have many more opportunities for exposure to COVID-19. She recommends getting kids up to date on the vaccinations and if your child is sick to test them for COVID-19 and of course keep them at home. Previous infections are waning as protection from future illness, so she recommends everyone get up to date on their vaccinations. In Clallam County, there were no new deaths in May and just two hospitalizations due to COVID. You can listen to Dr. Berry's full remarks and listen to questions and answers on our website, kptz.org. There is a link to the Washington State DOH COVID-19 data dashboard, also on the transcript of this newscast. The health reports to the BOCC will continue once a month, so listeners can send in questions to contactus@kptz.org. by noon on the last Friday of the month, June 30th. One more note. There is a Jefferson County Commissioners Community Conversation at Point Hudson Pavilion this Thursday, June 8th at 6 p.m. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday, you can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening. There you have it.